My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that if you are looking, it's not cooking. Things may not be progressing during the time you are actively checking on them. So, it is best to be wise about how often you do that. So, if you enjoy cooking shows, you have probably heard this phrase from grillmasters and chefs alike. If you're looking, it's not cooking. When you're peeking into the grill to admire your meat, you are letting out the hot, smoky air and preventing it from working its magic. The saying is similar to a watched pot never boils, except that saying isn't literally true. A watched pot actually does boil, even if it seems like it takes forever. But when you open the grill or smoker, you really do interrupt the cooking, at least for a moment. I think there is wisdom in recognizing that this saying is true in a figurative way as well. As we discussed in an earlier episode, when you outsource, you are still a resource, so you can't completely take your eyes off of a project. But the project may not be moving forward while you are actively checking on it, so you don't want to be checking all the time. For instance, your team at work is not actually working on the project you have assigned them during your check-in meetings with them. So while you don't want zero meetings, you probably don't want too frequent meetings either. An hour-long meeting spent discussing whether people are reaching out to enough potential clients is an hour that they are not actively reaching out to potential clients. Better make sure that it's worth it. Similarly, your high school senior is definitely not writing her college essay during the time you are coming into her room to make sure she is working on things, and does she realize when the deadline is, and did you look at that book of sample essays yet? Now, I'm not saying that she would have been working on the essay if you hadn't done that, but she might have been, and that visit might have interrupted the process. When you're looking, it's not cooking. So this new year, as you take on ambitious goals at work and encourage your loved ones in their pursuits, you want to ensure that these efforts happen. You can set the direction and get started, and you'll need to check in at some point. Even great grill masters eventually check on the meat when they know it is about done. But you should limit the check-ins because you trust people and trust the process. And you know that the process isn't happening when you are actively checking in on it. Don't look too frequently. And you may discover that when the metaphorical cooking is done, you have a really delicious result. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.